Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Zdecky, Don Bailey Jr., Dave Sanderson, in charge of rowing at the University of Miami. This past weekend, you know what this past weekend was? You're looking at me like, what in the hell are you going to say here? Yeah. It was the head of the Charles, which is a great, I know this much, that is a great race. It's a great race for rowing. It's in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. on the Charles River. It was this past weekend. And largest two-day regatta in the world, and the University of Miami had the best finish in program history at the head of the Charles. It is world famous, and the UM went there and did well. And Dave Sanderson is with us. Dave, am I correct about that?
You're absolutely correct, yeah.
Please don't encourage him, Coach, please.
No, he's got everything correct. He's perfect.
Just as you wrote it.
No. I know about the head of the Charles. It is a spectacular regatta, right, Coach?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a spectacle for sure, and it's definitely a destination event and a really important event in the rowing world for all ranges of rowers. So it's big for us as for our college athletes, but it's also big for international competition and high schools and older folks' masters, and it's just a big deal in the rowing world.
Rowing is very popular in the Northeast. The Schuylkill River in Philadelphia is a gigantic regattas there. How is it being received in the South? The University of Miami's had a program, what are we into, about 10 years now?
Actually, rowing started here at the U in 1986.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been around a while. At first, it started with men's and women's rowing, and then it migrated to just women's rowing. Rowing has been this ever-growing sport here in the South, particularly in South Florida. There's actually a lot of high school programs and then a couple of universities, obviously throughout Florida, but also in South Florida here.
You've been here since 2013.
That's correct.
What has that experience been like for you building this program?
Oh, it's been really rewarding. I mean, I think it's a beautiful place to row, so we've got this incredible body of water to train on. So it's really fun showing that to prospective athletes and trying to find the ones that are really going to help fit the program and push us to the next level. So it's been a great process. We've got some incredible athletes, incredible people on the team. I'm looking forward to a really good year with them.
Coach, take us through the recruiting process. How does that go for this sport?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So you kind of have two tiers of people. You've got some folks, like many sports, that have been doing it a real long time. And so more so even now than, say, 10 years ago, there's kids trying this out in middle school and then migrating to high school and getting a bunch of experience. So we're obviously looking at those folks. They've taken a lot of strokes. They put a lot of miles in on the water, got a lot of racing experience. And those could be kids here in the United States or internationals. We've got a number of international students on the team from all over the world. And then there's another tier of rowing, which makes it pretty intriguing, which is that we've got a lot of sort of transplant athletes. So they may have been a swimmer or a volleyball player or a track athlete. And somewhere along the line in high school, they may have transitioned and picked up rowing really not that long ago. And so with that kind of group of people, there's a ton of athletic potential there, and we just pretty much have to teach them a little bit more about rowing. They may have a year or two under their belt, and we take a look at them more as an athlete than as a rower and see if there's, you know, a person that we can develop over their 4 years. So the team is a mix of folks like that.
And you mentioned your home base. It's Miami Beach. It's Indian Creek. So
correct.
That's a pretty good way to recruit.
It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, yeah, when we take a recruit out in the coaching motorboat and you know, you get to see downtown, the view of downtown from the water, it's incredible. And we do row early in the morning, so actually it's pretty cool to see downtown lit up. And then they turn around the other way and look at the sun rising over the ocean. It can be a pretty incredible spectacle, and they get to row by, you know, the Fountain Blue Hotel and some cool landmarks like that. But then most importantly, from just an athletic and rowing perspective, we've got a great body of water to row on. I mean, it's about 3 miles long. The Indian Creek's about 3 miles long. It's usually really calm, really good training water. So it's a great place to row. It's a great place to train.
Coach, I believe you had your college experience at Yale and were involved in rowing there. Who got you into it, and how did you decide to stay on the path as a coach?
Yeah, I was really fortunate. I had a great collegiate experience myself. I got into rowing because it was a little bit before high school in eighth grade, and basically one of my buddies from middle school, you know, we would go ride our bikes around the neighborhood and just goof off and have a good time. His parents put him in a rowing, learn to row class one summer. And all of a sudden I didn't have my buddy to, you know, ride bikes around the neighborhood. So I was like, I'll try this rowing. And I signed up for a class and that was it. I kept going through it and got competitive with it. And, I loved everything about it. You know, was kind of a boathouse rat, would do my row and then maybe do my homework at the boathouse, that kind of thing in high school, and just loved it a ton, and carried on into college and couldn't think of anything else to do other than to keep going with the sport. And once I was done competing, obviously the natural transition is to coach.
I think it's a grueling sport. I mean, you got to be – when you talk about recruiting or getting people to participate in your sport, I would imagine you need to find athletes that – have endurance, mental endurance and physical endurance.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we're definitely looking for athletes, so people that can perform physiologically, but the mental aspect is definitely huge. You know, it's like a lot of sports, you don't actually get to compete a whole lot. So there's a ton of training, there's a ton of preparation. And then all of a sudden the race is, you know, about 6.5 minutes long and it's done. And so you've got to really be in it, you know, and trying to perform optimally every day. That's not necessarily your peak. You're just trying to get everything you can out of each training session. So then you can be ready, you know, for ACCs at the end of the year for a peak performance.
Coach, if you had
in order to
go ahead and finish, I'm sorry.
No, just in order to do that, you absolutely have to be mentally strong.
If you were going to pick another sport where you would say this type of athlete could cross over and into rowing, which one would it be, to give us a little perspective on the type of person you're looking for?
Boy, that's a great question. So I've seen athletes transition really well from a ton of different sports, and if you can believe it, I've actually seen athletes transition all the way to the Olympic level, having really not done sports. But if you had to hold me to it, I've seen a lot of swimmers do real well in rowing.
Okay. I
think that comes from a similar sort of training regimen where they're just putting in lots of time and miles in a pool, and ultimately the race is pretty short. So I think that there's a correlation there. Some middle distance runners have done really, really well as well, because their actual competition length kind of mimics our race. So
you compete against ACC schools. Let's discuss a little bit about the competition inside the ACC and your expectations for this year.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a really strong conference in rowing for sure. University of Virginia is the top of the pack there. They've been the perennial strong program for a long time. So they sort of set the standard within the conference. And, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to get up to and ultimately surpass that standard. Right now, I think our goals for the upcoming season are going to be definitely some medals at ACCs in our NCAA class boats. And then for the entire program, we'd like to put all of the boats in the grand final. So we had most of the boats in the grand final last year. This year, we'd like to put all of them in there. And then once you're in the grand final and we've prepared you and you can be in the race, then you can have a chance to race for the medal.
Coach, what was it like for you being on the United States national rowing team? What was that experience?
That was pretty special. I mean, it was definitely a really exciting time. It's, you know, when you get to compete at the world level, the world championships, that's obviously the biggest stage out there. So you're with the best of the best, which is great. And I think besides the actual level of competition and the level of training was amazing because that you're just, that's all you're doing. I mean, there is no real professional rowing per se, but when you're trying to prepare for the national team and you're on the national team, I mean, it's as if you're a professional athlete. And I just love that just day in and day out. Just all we had to do was train and row and figure out how to make the boats go fast. I mean, it was just a great, simple life. And it was just a lot of fun to push and see how fast we could make boats go.
Coach, you've been a great guest. Thank you for being with us. And by the way, Don laughed at me. I put my paddleboard in the pool to practice.
Hey, I makes sense to me. There's a pool, there's water, there's something that floats. Got to start somewhere.
Coach, please do not encourage him anymore today.
That was the advice at the top of this. You're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. The best of luck.
Thank you. Take care, guys. Appreciate the time.
All right, that's Dave Sanderson, University of Miami rowing coach. We got to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.